Start out with House Bill 1692, which is Mr. Cole.
Chairman, we have previously passed this bill before it was due pass, and for some reason, some of the amendments were not printed. The final amendment immediately behind the bill, and it pertains to page 3 of the bill, and nearly double the fees in our listed on lines 3 through 6. No, 2 through 6.
Before it went to the floor the first time. That's the reason it came back.
I think the motion would be the same. I was going to add it as an amendment. Cole, Bill moves. Discussion on the motion. Question. Question being called for. The clerk will call a roll on the motion.
Hammond.
And aye.
Alcorn.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Danforth.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Bill 1048, the building code statewide. The amendments are now in shape, and we would like to get the bill engrossed.
We're heading to the. Oh, that was a.
Take a full committee action, evidently, and motion to get it engrossed. I would like to.
I move that the House Bill 1048 be engrossed and we refer to the Subcommittee on State and Federal Affairs.
Can you move House Bill 1048 be engrossed and re-refer to Bill Committee 8, State and Federal Affairs? Discussion on the motion, there being none, the clerk will call a roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Alcorn.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Danforth.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Johnson. Kennedy.
Aye.
Babbitt.
Aye.
Stoltz.
Aye.
Martin.
Bill 1968 deals with the Fourth Amendment. 1968 does have some amendments to it. Primarily, the emergency clause is added. What the bill does, it allows the Port of Portland, instead of publishing each ordinance that they pass in complete text, allow them to put out a summary of the ordinance and also state in their publication where a complete text can be gotten or looked at within the jurisdiction of the court. Mr. Westerdahl testified that they're continually changing as federal government and other regulations change. And very few people want to see them, but like to publish a summary. If anybody is interested, there would be one or more places where they could use complete text. Not my committee. Mr. Howard moves House Bill 1968 to the floor as amended. The new pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. There being none, the clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Alcorn.
No.
Cole.
Aye.
Danforth.
Aye. Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Babbitt.
Aye.
Stoltz.
Aye.
No order. Need the bill.
Take 187, Mr. Stoltz. 187. Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that was considered by the Special Subcommittee on Workman's Compensation. It makes only a very minor change in the existing law. Special session, so behind the green tab in volume one. To do with contributions required by the statute to be paid by employers, and the present statute provides that if the employer fails to make payment of contributions required within 10 days after written demand, or fails to make and maintain a deposit, subject to a penalty. This particular bill adds only the provision that the notice referred to has to be mailed to him at his last known address by registered or certified mail. The other materials, make and maintain a deposit provided in ORS 656552, is part of the existing statute and has just been moved. It's a matter of location. Gives the employer, gives some assurance of delivery of notice to the employer. I move it. Full committee. No, I move it to the floor. It's a new pass.
Bill approved Senate Bill 187 to the floor to new pass for recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Being done, first call the roll on the motion.
Anderson.
Aye.
Appoint.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Benmore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Aye. Your order, Mr. Stoltz, Senate Bill 180. I'm going to let the chairman assign who he wishes to chair the bill.
I've got to sign 180. I don't have it here before me, Mr. Chairman. You want to take another in the meantime?
All right. It's in the right in front of the one you just discussed.
I had a separate one I just discussed. I had a separate bill.
Your boss.
Thanks. Okay, I have it now. This apparently, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, amends the existing statute only by deleting reference to the State Accident Insurance Fund and inserting instead the board. The reason for this was that actually the fund as such has no entity and has no authority to make any decisions, nor is anyone entitled to prosecute any claim on behalf of the fund. The board just has to do it, and that's the purpose of the amendment.
Any questions?
Still have, presently have, the right of recovery from the non-complying employer. It designates the proper person to recover.
We'll do well.
Thank you, sir.
Kennedy moves Senate Bill 180 into the floor with a due pass. No amendment.
No
amendment. Discussion on the motion, there being none, first call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Appoint.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Benmore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61 is a bill to exempt from the insurance code air ambulance services. Principally was introduced to affect an air ambulance service in our county called Mercy Flight, which is a nonprofit organization to fly people either into medical facilities or to facilities in other parts of the country. It's a
in no way is an insurance company or insurance organization at all. You pay a fee for this, it's about the only relationship it would have to insurance.
Yeah.
But the bill principally is to affect Mercy Flight in Jackson County.
Discussion on the motion. Being none, the clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Dinsmore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Savage.
Aye.
Schultz.
Aye.
Johnson votes aye.
So ordered. Mr. Klein, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57 is another in a series of agency bills which bring fees in line with growing administrative expenses. The has to do specifically with the banking division. The fund is supposed to be self-supporting, not to rely on the general fund, and therefore it's essential that fees reflect costs. When the banking division, according to Superintendent Olin, who I talked to just this morning, the banking division's budget was presented some months ago to Ways and Means. The committee felt the department was badly understaffed and dangerously low in reserve funds. This bill raises fees based on capital in a table amount, as you'll find on page 2. It also raises the additional examination fee from 1/75th to 1/59th of 1% of total resources. It also raises the organizational fee from $100 to $500 and the branching fee from $50 to $250 and the capital fee allocation to branch banks from $50 to $150. The impact, according to the banking division, is an increase of annual fees from $142,000 to $210,000. There was no opposition. The Independent Bank Association and other banking representatives testified favorably on the bill.
Mayor Klein moves Senate Bill 57 to the floor with a new stand.
Questions?
Mr. Cole?
We're going to get one bank bill that all of them are treated the same, and one bill and the whole
commission working on that now. Revision the entire banking code. Hopefully, we'll accomplish that.
And we're going to take firearms provisions out.
Further discussion on the motion. Not the clerk, call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Dinsmore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Savage. Schultz.
Aye.
So ordered. Senate Bill 15. Originally a request by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and cities and counties to the Interim Committee on Governmental Affairs. It comes to the legislature at the request of the Interim Committee. Presently, all liquor licenses are up for renewal on December 31, which is creating problems, particularly in the more populous counties. This bill would allow 4 different due dates for renewal. The Liquor Commission could work in conjunction with the cities and counties around the state so that there isn't that tremendous workload on the last week, which seems to be when they put them in. And as Mike Gleason said, the people would call him up at 10 minutes to midnight. Maybe we'd stop calling him now.
Question, Chairman, pardon my ignorance on this matter. Why don't you renew them when they expire? So they'd have them scattered all throughout the year.
They do. They renew them. They renew them the first of the year. They expire the 31st. So it sets up 4 different dates.
Yeah, but if from now on, if you when the guy gets his license on April 31st or February 2nd, why not have it reasons that we discussed it in the interim committee, and this is the way the liquor commission of the city and county chose to do it. I recommend keeping it wide open and let them establish their own date, but they seem to think this method is most workable. Mr. Kennedy.
In terms of the cost of the license, I'm going to establish this rule, a provision where they want to pay your penalty, and then put them on with your date.
Yeah, it would.
They now have quarterly license fees in any event. They can be broken into quarters. If you apply and obtain a license at mid-year, you pay half the license fee in any event.
Further discussion on Mr. Howard's motion and Senate Bill 15 to the floor with a new pass. Being none, the clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Appoint?
Aye.
Cole?
Aye.
Densmore?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Engel?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Babbitt?
Aye.
Dahl?
Aye.
Mr. Howard, steps to explain my vote. House Bill 1801.
House Bill 1801, if you'll notice that it's only for the only people that would be eligible for this is the Vietnam veterans. The Vietnam War started, according to preference, on August 5th, 1964. We're now, as we come to August this year, we're now 7 years into the war. The bill on line 25 used to read 6 years. But that time has now expired. There are veterans that were discharged more than 6 years ago that are now up for promotion, not only in the state, but city, county, and all other jobs. I contacted the Department of Veterans Affairs and asked them what they would recommend. And they recommended 12 years be placed. But the subcommittee and I agreed to amend it to read 10 years. Then, if the Vietnam War continues, well, we can come back 2 years from now and move it up another 2 years until it does expire. I think there's about five or six people that have contacted me that are in this position, that they were in Vietnam more than discharged more than 6 years ago. This bill has the approval of all the veterans organizations that were mentioned in the debate on the other bill, the variable interest bill. I had a phone call from the chairman of that committee this morning, and they all at their Sunday meeting endorsed this bill.
Mr. Howard moves House Bill 1801 as amended to the floor with a two pass recommendation. Discussion on motion. Being none, the clerk will call the roll on the motion.
Anderson?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Cole?
Aye.
Densmore?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Engel?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Patterson?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Patterson?
Aye.
Babbitt?
Aye.
Dahl?
Aye.
So ordered. Patterson, House Bill 14.
Actually, what 1460 would do, Mr. Chairman, is to establish a governor's committee on Indian affairs. There has never been one in the past. Indians are a special breed of people, that, and I mean not literally, but they are. They're divided into tribes. And basically what we did is try to establish a governor's committee on Indian affairs. The amendments you'll see in front of the bill. As the bill came to us, it did not define what the membership of the committee or commission would be made up of. We amended the bill so that it will be required to have a majority of Indians, and we spelled out which tribe they would come from, as you'll see on the first page of the amendment. One member from the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs, one from the Umatilla Tribe, one from the Burns Paiute Band, and one from the non-tribally oriented group, and one from the Klamath Falls Silicon area, and a member from the urban areas and the coastal areas. We made the governor the appointing authority, and actually made the committee as the governor's committee. This will fit in with the new human rights, or not, I wouldn't say it'll fit in, but it could very well adapt itself to the human rights department that the governor created. However, we did want to make sure that the Indians were represented in this manner, and their whole purpose is described in section 2, and lists out, with the two amendments, lists out 5 goals for that commission. Come to you, unanimous support from the Governmental Reorganization Subcommittee, and we urge its passage.
Senator, to move House Bill 1460 as amended. The floor is open for further discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chairman, are you recommending a figure for the budget?
Yeah. Yes, we are. And we discussed the subcommittee, and I forget the determination, but we thought it might be wise to refer to Ways and Means.
What cost is being anticipated?
Less than $1,000. We made some comparison on some of the other commissions, and the first biennium operation, the purpose is to establish the commission, and mainly with the incidental expenses to the committee, parts of secretarial.
Find $400 somewhere?
Not quite that, we have. Mr. Chairman, would the motion be more proper to refer to Ways and Means?
We can find the gas to go forward in the Ways and Means. Whatever you get there.
Well, that doesn't have to be approved on the floor, it just has to be announced.
We move it to the floor with a recommendation, with a due pass recommendation, and a recommendation to refer to Ways and Means.
Yeah, subsequent.
Okay, fine.
No further discussion. The clerk will call the roll on the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Bassett.
No.
Is it legal to allow somebody to explain their vote? Have somebody to explain their vote?
Where is the Burns Paiute Tribe?
Mr. Kennedy, Burns.
I'm going to
take House Bill 1614.
House Bill 1614 would establish Marshall Winston's birthday on January 15th, the day of commemoration. It's not a holiday. I think most of you know, but it's simply a day of commemoration.
What are
you
on now?
Martin Luther King's birthday.
That which is celebrated and observed, I should say, in the public schools in the state of Oregon.
Chairman, I move House Bill 1614 to approve the committee on birthday.
Call those
always draw the
motion.
Yeah, he moved down to 13-14 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion there being none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Dinsmore.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Engel.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
No.
Kennedy and Elio carry it on the floor.
Not until 1939.
See where he's at, we got him.
I'm gonna call Doris up.
What was the building in the chair?
1939. House Bill 1939 deals with employment agencies. It does two things. It increases their fees based on population of the city that they're located in. Principal place of business. Also, in Section 1, Sub 1, requires a non-refundable fee of $25 for any agency that applies for an application to get a license. As I recall, a testimony was requested through the Bureau of Labor from the employment agencies until it brings up the fees to the cost the Bureau of Labor is now incurring in the employment agencies.
What number is it?
1939.
What's the reason for basing it on population?
The more population, the more business they have.
Go ahead and charge them. Come on.
The more business they have, the less they need to charge. Yeah, but the more they need to pay in fees. They're able to pay in fees.
Nobody testified against it.
This is not the relates to fees, but
this relates to fees paid to the state.
Not the fees they charge to them.
Not the fees they charge the government. It just raises their fee to cover the cost of Bureau of Labor to administer the act. Worked out so it's about break even. Howard moves House Bill 1939 to the floor with a new pass. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, first call the roll.
I haven't said a word all day.
Aye.
Aye.
The speaker's
aye.
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 Howard.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Staff.
Aye.
Kirsten.
Aye.
Kirsten was supposed to lead the discussion on 1565. Perhaps more like the
related to legislative records, it would bring the Senate, it would call it the Senate Liberation Bill. It would bring the accepted practices in the House to the Senate in terms of keeping the tape of the record. Presently, all committee hearings in the House have typed in as well as sound recording. This is my understanding from testimony that we have that these recordings are not available in all committees, especially on the Senate side. I move to the floor with a new pass.
Stand for moves House Bill 1565 to the floor with a new pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion?
All right, great. Cool. As I read this, if you make an original recording, then you have to make a copy. Is that right?
And the game section four.
Retain the copy. Yeah, section. Some section four, section one. What is the reason for that?
Well, he says that the state archivist testified that it could only be maintained for a period of 6 years because it deteriorated after that.
Well,
ahead.
This commonplace is the, every 6 years a copy will be made of the last copy and...
No, I don't believe that.
Be kept in or that they're wiped out after 6 years entirely.
Wiped out.
They're wiped.
Wiped out.
What's the need for the extra copy?
What extra? Mr. Cole, I think you can read that another way. It says a copy of that town authority. It doesn't say another copy. In other words, one article must be kept in 6 years.
The date it was recorded, the date the copy was recorded, the date the original recorded.
Why didn't that take a delete a copy of?
You're asking for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to amend the bill to begin their testimony.
So it'll be recorded.
I refuse to use any questions.
Cole asked unanimous consent to amend House Bill 1565 in full committee by deleting what?
The word a copy of line 14.
By deleting the word a copy of on line 14.
Capitalizing
page 2 and capitalizing the P and the. Is there objection to the motion? There being none, so ordered.
Too bad that you weren't just here because we just amended a bill you're supposed to be carried by unanimous consent again.
Pearson moved House Bill 1565 as amended to the floor with a two pass recommendation. Based on the motion.
I know it just has the emergency clause on it. If this passes the Senate by some miracle, which it won't, does that mean they're going to record a part of this session?
Might. Depends on the chair. Seeing no discussion on the motion, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye. Offley.
Aye.
Cole.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Ingalls.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
McPherson.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Stafford.
Aye.
Stoltz.
Aye.
So ordered. Any further discussion for the committee? Not for adjourned.
There's an immediate...